Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Principles of Economics is Alfred Marshall's landmark 1890 economics treatise, later issued in the Great Minds edition. It is a foundational text of neoclassical economics and was for many years the standard economics textbook in England and beyond. Marshall wrote for students and serious readers who wanted a systematic account of how markets work, how value is formed, and how economic welfare can be assessed. The book is not a modern policy handbook or a technical mathematical treatise in the contemporary sense. Instead, it builds economics through careful reasoning, diagrams, and a balance between classical political economy and marginal analysis. Its purpose is to explain how supply, demand, cost, utility, and time interact in real markets. That combination made it influential not only for its theories, but also for the way it taught economics as a practical study of human behavior, market adjustment, and social welfare. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Marshall makes supply and demand the core framework for price determination. The most famous feature of the book is its treatment of supply and demand as the central mechanism of market price. Marshall did not merely repeat that prices are influenced by buyers and sellers. He turned that insight into a disciplined method of analysis. His scissors analogy captures the idea that neither supply nor demand alone can explain equilibrium prices. Instead, price emerges from their interaction, and changes in either side can shift the market outcome. This was a major step in formalizing microeconomic reasoning because it gave economists a clear way to trace how shifts in tastes, costs, or conditions of production affect market results. Marshall also emphasized short-run and long-run adjustment, showing that market outcomes depend on the time horizon being studied. That focus on timing remains one of the book's most useful analytical contributions because it prevents economics from treating all price changes as if they occur under identical conditions. Secondly, marginal utility and consumer choice are used to explain how demand is formed. Marshall helped define the marginalist approach by explaining how consumers decide what to buy through marginal utility, the additional satisfaction gained from one more unit of a good. In his framework, demand is not just a passive market signal. It is the outcome of individuals comparing extra benefit with price. This makes consumption a problem of optimization rather than habit or rule of thumb. Marshall's contribution was important because it linked subjective valuation to observable market behavior in a way that could be analyzed systematically. He showed that as consumption rises, the added satisfaction from each extra unit usually declines, which helps explain why demand curves slope downward. The book also uses the doctrine of maximum satisfaction to describe how consumers allocate limited resources across different goods. That approach gives the reader a basic model of choice under scarcity, one of the enduring foundations of modern economics. It also helped reconcile older classical thinking with newer marginal theories rather than replacing one with a simple slogan. Thirdly, elasticity and surplus turn price theory into a tool for measuring market responses. One of Marshall's most durable contributions is elasticity, which measures how strongly demand or supply responds to changes in price or other conditions. This concept matters because not all markets react in the same way. Some goods see large changes in quantity demanded when prices move, while others remain relatively stable. Marshall's elasticity analysis made economics more precise by showing that the size of a response matters as much as the direction of the response. Closely related is his work on consumer surplus and producer surplus, which transformed price analysis into welfare analysis. Consumer surplus describes the benefit buyers receive when they pay less than the maximum they would have been willing to pay, while producer surplus captures the gain sellers receive above their minimum acceptable price. These ideas let economists estimate how taxes, price changes, or market disruptions affect well-being, not merely sales volumes. That makes the book important not only for understanding market behavior, but also for evaluating economic policy and its distributional effects. Fourthly, the book explains value. Cost and production through a time-based theory of equilibrium. Marshall was especially concerned with how value is formed across different time periods. He did not treat cost of production and utility as rival explanations, but instead tried to reconcile them. His method gives value a dual structure: demand-side utility matters, but so do supply-side costs and the conditions under which firms produce. This is why the book became so influential in the development of neoclassical economics. Marshall also distinguished between temporary equilibrium, normal equilibrium, and longer-run adjustment, which allows the analyst to separate immediate market reactions from deeper production responses. That time dimension is crucial because a harvest, a factory, or a housing market cannot adjust instantly in the same way. By introducing time into value theory, Marshall made economics more realistic and more adaptable to different industries. The result is a framework that explains not just what price is at a moment, but why prices may behave differently as conditions of supply gradually change. Lastly, The book's lasting importance lies in its method, diagrams, and welfare-oriented economics. Principles of Economics stands out not only for its concepts, but for its teaching method. Marshall made frequent use of diagrams and careful verbal exposition to make abstract ideas easier to grasp, which helped establish the visual style of modern economics education. He also preferred partial equilibrium analysis, studying one market or industry at a time rather than trying to solve the whole economy at once. That choice made the subject more usable for students and practitioners, even if later economists would pursue broader general equilibrium models. Another distinctive feature is the book's concern with welfare and human behavior. Marshall treated economics as a study of living people making choices under scarcity, not simply as a mechanism of mechanical exchange. That humanistic dimension explains why the book remained influential despite criticism from later writers such as Keynes. Its methodical balance of theory, diagrams, and practical relevance makes it different from both purely abstract treatises and modern textbook summaries. It teaches readers how economic reasoning is constructed, not just what conclusions economists reach. In conclusion, Principles of Economics is best suited to readers who want to understand the foundations of modern microeconomics, especially students, teachers, and historically minded readers of economic thought. It is also valuable for anyone who wants to see how economics became a structured discipline rather than a loose collection of observations about trade and prices. The book rewards careful reading because it explains the logic behind supply and demand, marginal utility, elasticity, consumer surplus, and market equilibrium in a connected way. Its practical benefit is analytical. It trains readers to think clearly about price changes, resource allocation, and policy effects such as taxation. Its intellectual benefit is historical. It shows how Marshall reconciled classical political economy with marginal analysis and helped establish the neoclassical tradition. Compared with later textbooks, it is less mathematically formal but often more attentive to the real-world timing of adjustment and the human side of economic behavior. That combination of clarity, methodological influence, and enduring concepts is what makes it stand out in the history of economics. If you would like to support Alfred Marshall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.